Attending the first ever virtual Washington seminar by Dennis Miller. I have been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for several years now, but job commitments and other things have kept me from being able to participate in the Washington seminar. Because of my background in advocacy and my interest in politics, attending the Washington seminar was something I had always wanted to do, but had never been able to do until this year. The current pandemic has changed a lot in this world we live in, and most of the changes have not been for the better. However, one thing that has changed is that organizations have had to become creative about the way they hold their events, and the NFB has been at the forefront of that. When the National Board made the difficult decision to hold the Washington seminar virtually, I jumped at the opportunity to be involved. I had no idea I would enjoy participating as much as I did. Late last year, President Wright asked me to be a legislative director for the state affiliate. Chris Tisdall is the other legislative director. My job is to monitor legislation the NFB is supporting or opposing and share that information with the state affiliate via our listservs. As such, I was invited to participate in several pre-seminar trainings the NFB conducted leading up to the seminar. These trainings included extensive review of the four issues the NFB would be bringing before Congress this year, as well as training on how to use the portal the NFB would be utilizing to track our meetings with the various members of Congress and their interests, or in some cases, non-interest in those issues. It was imperative that we schedule meetings with Missouri's two senators and eight representatives, and I'm proud to say we did that. Because of events taking place in Washington, D.C. during the time the Washington seminar was going on, we weren't always able to meet with the senator or representative themselves, but their legislative assistants were always very knowledgeable and receptive to our issues. One of the biggest thrills for me was meeting with Representative Vicki Hartzler. President Wright asked me to talk about the Access Technology Affordability Act, which is an issue the NFB has been working very hard on for the past couple of years. This was the only issue that actually had been introduced and had a bill number. We were looking for senators and representatives who would co-sponsor this piece of legislation. After asking a couple of very thought-provoking questions, Representative Hartzler indicated she would like to be a co-sponsor for this bill. I was amazed at how easy this whole process was. Perhaps it was just the virtual environment, or perhaps it was because the four issues we were talking to our congressional representatives about were issues I was passionate about, but I found the whole process to be much easier than I expected. Not only that, I really enjoyed doing it. Another added benefit of attending this year's virtual seminar was the chance to get to better know some of my fellow affiliate members. You can learn a lot about a person while you are killing time waiting for a particular congressman or their assistant to join the Zoom meeting. It reinforced for me something I already knew but loved to be reminded of. There are some really cool and knowledgeable people in the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri.